Want to get this money? Want to work through this pain? Learn the philosophies of the Exoticpreneur. Welcome to the Exoticpreneur Show, where defining your purpose is winning with pride. I am your host, your friend, your gentleman. I am Don P. Welcome. Let's go.
Hey, Don P here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today's episode, I was looking to literally just get into the zone of haters and why they're hating. So the psychology about that is simple. You can't do nothing great without catching hate. Like, someone's gonna be feel some type of way about you doing something that is adding value to someone else's life. Someone's gonna feel some type of way when you start getting into their perceived lane as if they was the only one to do it. Like, they was the first person to make some gym shoes, or the first person to become a photographer, or they was the only one that was making fragrances or colognes. Like, where do they pretend to believe that they have absolute authority over one particular lane? See, and we know that as being a selfish energy and a regressive energy, because they want everything for themselves and don't care if, don't basically give a fuck if you have to feed yourself. But see, in the sport of good success, iron sharpens iron. Diamonds are became diamonds because of the pressure. See, competition is good. Those that are weak are runs away from competition. But if you know what you know, if you're talented, if you're gifted, if you know your shit, then competition don't exist. You just do you, and you're gonna get what you deserve. If you don't do you because you worried about the other man, then you're not gonna get it. It's called stepping your shit up, my baby. That's all it is. Step your shit up. You know, when I was, so let me tell you a story. So when I first started in the entrepreneur industry, you know, I was a nobody. And the only people that was shooting photography at the time was two guys. And they were really good, but they really didn't have no real competition. One was more focused on the models and the pretty girls, and they was really traveling. The other one, he was a little bit more pervy, so he was just trying to get paid a little bit, but he really was just to get on their sideburns. You know what I mean? But so when I came in the game, where that I had the ambition, but I had the talent, it disrupted the entire industry, because now I'm bringing the same quality, actually a higher quality of work, without the prejudice being all over the place, meaning I was accessible, and I didn't have the erraticness of not being undisciplined, meaning I was trying to leverage their assets without proper context. So because of that, I became easily successful. Like, I made people were comfortable trusting me, because I had no intentions on doing nothing but my job, which is what you hired me to do, because I valued my talent. I valued giving you a quality product that was going to help you make money and become successful, then focus it on me being great. And by default, the law of reciprocity, when you give good stuff without recourse, you're going to receive good stuff. That's also the law of karma, of good karma. Like, you do right by, you do unto others as you want them to do unto you. If you do right by people, they're going to do right by you. But understand that when you are doing these good things, you got regressive energy. You got negative energy. You got people that now become envious of your success, because they're thinking that you're doing some magic alchemy. You're doing some voodoo. They don't know what you're doing to them that's making them want to choose you over them. And I'm going to tell you what's the secret. It's because we add more value. Russell, the creator of ClickFunnels, said it real clear. When he was in his network marketing business, the reason why he was getting more sales, because everybody was selling the same thing. It's like in the crack cocaine epidemic, the drug epidemic. Everybody's selling crack. Everybody's selling cocaine. What makes them want to buy yours over theirs? It's simply because of the value. Like, if I cut it a different way, whether they get a better high and they get more for the same price that they was than the other person, then they're going to feel better, because now they're going to talk about it. They're going to say, hey, look, this person giving great quality and great product for this price versus another price. they added value. You know, when we was doing our network marketing products, I offered combinations. So instead of selling one product, I'll put two products and give them a combination because people like the value of choice. See, things like that is going to make people want to do business with you versus doing business with somebody else, because the more value add, the more service that you create for them, you know, in exchange for their hard-earned money, the easier it will become for you to become successful, right? But on the same fact, be mindful that as you become successful, they're going to be hammered. So now here's a side note to that. You can also teach them what you know. With it, now they're empowered. Now, I've learned real quick is that haters that you know are known haters, if you teach them what to know, they're going to try and stab you in the back. It's the parable of the frog and the scorpion. It's their nature. Those that don't know what the frog and the scorpion parable is a frog and a scorpion came to a pond, and the pond was so deep that the scorpion couldn't pass without, you know, because he don't know how to swim. So the scorpion says, listen, I need you to help me get across this pond. And in exchange, you know, I'll help you out. So the frog was like, hey, man, you're my friend, but I don't want to help you pass because, you know, you're going to sting me with your thing. The scorpion says, listen, I promise you I will not sting you with my tail because I want to get to the other side of this pond, and you're the only one that can help me do it. I don't want to die. Frog was like, okay, well, I'm a virtuous person and I like helping out a friend, so I'll do it. So the scorpion climbs on the frog's backs and then gets all the way to the middle of the pond. But because the scorpion's nature was so strong, the scorpion ended up stinging the frog anyway. And the frog, surprised, shocked, and feeling betrayed, looked back at the scorpion and said, hey, you stung me anyway. I cannot. Why did you do it? And the scorpion said, I couldn't help it. It was just in my nature. And they both died. The moral of the story is that even though you try to do good by people, they're going to hate on you, and the haters going to hate regardless. So, you know, let them congratulate you, but don't help them. The people that want to help themselves, and by helping people that want to help themselves, charge them a price, charge a premium so they can keep it bushing. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, hey, look, I need y'all to stay healthy. Let's get wealthy. Don P out.
Hey, this is Don P here. Look, if you enjoyed this show, then make sure you subscribe and share. You know, share with your friends. Show us some love, you know. And if you feel inspired enough to show us some even more love, hey, click the link and support the show by leaving us a small donation. Every little bit counts because it helps go towards keeping us up, keeping us moving, keeping us working, and allow us to continue to empower and encourage other exoticpreneurs in and outside of the industry, leaving donations and supporting them financially from people that are really going through some serious hardships. So if you got it, share it. You know what I mean? With that being said, hey, look, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Exoticpreneur. That's The THE Exoticpreneur, EXOTICPRENUR. I know it's a long word, but hey, look, man, at the end of the day, I need y'all to stay healthy. Let's get wealthy. Define your purpose. Let's wear with pride. Don P out.